Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. As COVID cases continue to spike in the city and are expected to get even higher post-Thanksgiving, a new advisory from city health officials asking those at risk to stay at home.
City Health Commissioner Dave Joxe is urging older adults and people with underlying health conditions to put themselves into a second lockdown.
That means stopping non-essential activities, staying in as much as possible, and avoiding social activities outside of your household.
Mayor de Blasio says the city will do what it can to make it happen.
We will not let any New Yorker go hungry. We will not let any senior go hungry. Even if it means delivery right to their door, we'll make it happen.
The city's daily positive test rate was 5.7%. That's well over the warning threshold. And the mayor says it could lead to further restrictions. Statewide, the numbers are also moving up.
The numbers will continue to go up through the holiday season.
Leveling off, Governor Cuomo hopes in mid-January. Al Jones, 1010 Winds News.
Mayor de Blasio is also asking those who can to please donate blood.
The current blood supply is down to just a few days. Just a few days. This is really a very, very urgent situation. So we need you. We need you to lend a hand, or more accurately, to lend an arm and give blood.
Well, the city's actually launching an effort to get 25,000 New Yorkers to donate blood by New Year's Eve, and they're using some cool prizes as incentives, including Jets tickets, a VIP tour of the Empire State Building, even a year's supply of Krispy Kreme donuts. Get all the info at nybc.org/giveblood NYC. Governor Cuomo today joining with dozens of advocacy groups and calling for the Trump administration to reverse its requirement that Health and Human Services receive indices of citizenship, like a Social Security number, for people who receive a COVID vaccine. The governor called that discriminatory. He also called on the feds to put together a national outreach program in communities of color, noting that there are many who will not want to get inoculated.
I am notifying the Congressional Black Caucus and other groups. We're working with the NAACP, we're working with the Urban League to inform the federal government that if they don't have an outreach program for the black and brown community, they are furthering the discriminatory effect and unequal effect of COVID.
Today is World AIDS Commemoration Day, and amid the pandemic, a new remembrance in Manhattan that is different from years past.
Instead of gathering to read the names of those lost to AIDS,
José Luis Vargas,
a recording by a group, What Would an HIV Doula Do?, will be played all month long at the memorial, and every night at 7, speeches.
And then a brave group of people stood up and fought.
Songs, poems, and news segments, among other recordings, will tell the history of the crisis.
How the AIDS crisis has progressed, and the kind of emotional, artistic, and visceral responses people had to the crisis.
Executive Director Dave Harper says it's not just the story of tragic loss, but triumph through activism.
That activism, that was really the guidepost for how we as a society can make things move faster if we have use our collective voices.
Samantha Liepman, 1010 Winds in the West Village.
The de Blasio administration says new HIV cases have fallen to historic lows in New York City, down 8% from 2018 to 19 and 70% since 2001. Nurses at Montefiore New Rochelle Hospital walked off the job today to protest the lack of a contract and concern that there are not enough nurses to care for patients safely.
Nearly 2 years without a contract, and nurses at Montefiore Hospital in New Rochelle have put down their patients' charts and are now toting picket signs.
People go on vacation, people get sick. We don't have enough nurses to cover this.
Melissa Ricketts is an RN at Montefiore. She says that their strike is all about staffing.
We've been trying to establish a float pool that we would have of, nurses that could work on a number of different units that are, available.
Montefiore management says striking nurses are putting the community at risk as COVID cases rise. But Ricketts says this is about making it safer for nurses and patients. Al Jones, 1010 Winds News.
A group of current and former big leaguers stepping up to the plate for communities of color. To mark this Giving Tuesday, they're kicking off a cross-country tour in the shadow of Yankee Stadium to help kids, especially those in the hardest hit areas by the areas hardest hit by the pandemic, both learn and play the sport of baseball.
CC Sabathia pitched 19 years in the majors, but in the Bronx outside Mullally Park, he wasn't pitching baseballs, but giving out items to help hungry Bronx residents and kids who love baseball.
We're out here just passing out PPEs in the Bronx, giving away pantry items from the food bank. We have baseball equipment. So it's been a lot of fun to be out here for the first event of 42 that we're kicking off across the country.
Sabathia is now with the Players Alliance, the nonprofit organization of current and former players. They're investing $1 million to support communities of color across the country, those affected most by COVID-19 and those where opportunities to learn about and play baseball is really limited. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds at Mullally Park in the Bronx.
The MTA is likely going to get an earful today. They will hold a virtual public hearing on plans to hike fares and tolls. That is on the table if the agency doesn't get relief money from Washington. Today's hearing starts at 5:30. There are others scheduled as well. You can register and comment at new.mta.info/2020hearings.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.